presenting.
Rolling.
And Roland Martin's commentary brought to you by
IncomeAtHome.com. Want to earn serious money from your kitchen table? Income at Home wants you, and they'll show you how to earn real money at home. Check out the $1,000 giveaway at IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeAtHome.com.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we're having technical problems. Roland is in the Bahamas.
And the anger doesn't stretch from the Bahamas to the mainland.
And we're having problems getting rolling on the phone from the golf course.
call it, Tom.
In the Bahamas. We got it?
Okay. He's there? All right.
Roland Martin from the Bahamas. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Sheila J. Hope all is well.
What up, Roland?
Man, here with the Progressive National Baptist Convention. My wife, Jackie, she's speaking to folks here, and so at the winter board meeting. So looking forward to her preaching tonight. And so
God bless Jackie.
I say that every time.
God bless Jackie.
God bless her.
Well, let me have her start put y'all on the prayer list now. Calm down.
God bless Jackie Hood Martin.
Yes. God
so
bless
looking
her.
Forward to this. So all the Progressive National Baptist time, they say hey. Today in Washington D.C. That's going to be a big news conference where faith leaders are going to gather to lend their voice to the need for political leaders to take action as it relates to gun violence. Their voices obviously are going to be critical in trying to push through legislation. Of course, they're doing it today on the actual birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who happened to be also one of the founders of the Progressive National Baptist Convention. Joining us right now is Reverend J. Herbert Nelson. He is going to be one of the participants in the news conference. He is the Director of Public Witness for the Presbyterian Church USA. Reverend Nelson, good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
What is the role faith leaders are going to play in this? Because already the NRA has made it clear there is not going to be an assault weapons ban. They are gearing up. Even Senator Harry Reid has sort of put that out there. And so what kind of pressure are religious leaders going to play in this fight?
Well, I think one is to mobilize individuals on the ground. That this is a probably the foremost challenge that we have in the United States of America right now. We have to begin to be vigilant in our efforts, not just here in Washington, but in every village and every hamlet in the United States. One of the things we are facing is a gun culture that is the first news story on the 11 o'clock news. If it bleed, it leads, is the kind of emphasis that the media places on this. And in addition to that, Sandy Hook is representative of our children, although we in the African-American community have known that that's been the case for a very long time.
In fact, Reverend Nelson, if you look at the stats, you take up the number of black kids killed in the past 2 years, that means a Newtown tragedy every 40 days.
That is exactly right.
Reverend and Roland, help me understand the people who don't want to ban assault weapons. Why? Well, why don't they want to ban assault weapons? Can't they meet people halfway and just say, okay, we'll give you assault weapons and we'll ban that and leave the other guns alone? Why is it that they just have to have assault weapons?
Well, I think that's a good question, but I think it also really...
I'm just trying to understand their side.
It really speaks to the... Well, most of it is laid on the Second Amendment, which actually has more to do with protecting us against militias.
But they didn't have assault weapons. They had muskets.
That's exactly right.
No, Tom, they are... Tom, the real deal is they believe if you ban one gun, then you're on the road to banning all guns. So they say, we can't chance it, so therefore don't ban anything.
And we must do that. I think what we are calling for specifically is the ban on assault weapons. There needs to be universal and comprehensive background checks. In many states, there are no background checks for the purchase of weapons. And straw purchases becomes another problem that we're pressing, that individuals can actually buy guns in the parking lot of these gun sales out of the trunk of somebody's van.
Be the gun shows.
The gun shows out of the trunk of somebody's van. And that becomes a sale that has no background checks. We're not able always to trace those guns and where they have gone. And the other issue really is to press for for us to really begin to look at communities, how we can be vigilant in dealing with guns. I am convinced that one of the struggles we face, particularly when we begin to look at a poor educational system in poor and lower-income communities, where there's no jobs and the jobs are not paying enough for people to earn a decent living, this kind of unlawful business begins to seek in, whether it be drugs or some illegal trade. We have to begin to look at that seriously and deal with the issue of trafficking weapons.
Well, Tom, to give an example, the NRA has they even enforced a law. The Department of Health and Human Services cannot even do any studies to show the impact of gun violence on the health of Americans. They actually made that against the law.
That's how vigilant they have been
in this fight. So, Reverend J. Herbert Nelson, good luck today with the news conference and also the other faith leaders in trying to make this a reality.
Well, thank you very much. And this is a significant problem. We have actually killed 30,000 people a year in the United States, and we've got to stop it. Mm.